What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed, in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. You're likely introspective, with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. Maga. If your moon is in Maga, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations, the fourth lord in Ardha Nakshatra for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Ardha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, it introduces intensity, transformation, and intellectual depth to emotional foundations. Ardha, symbolized by a teardrop, represents emotional cleansing, storms of change, and renewal. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a deep desire for truth, the courage to face challenges, and the capacity for intellectual growth, fostering emotional resilience through self-awareness. Here's an exploration of how the fourth lord's placement in Ardha Nakshatra affects emotional foundations for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini ascendants. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Ardha Nakshatra third house. Ascendant characteristics. Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. In third house, with the moon as the fourth lord in the third house, Aries natives connect emotional security to communication, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with siblings. Ardha Nakshatra enhances their emotional intensity and intellectual curiosity in these areas. Emotional body. Moon in Ardha fosters a dynamic and emotionally exploratory nature. These natives are driven by a need to understand their emotions through communication and intellectual engagement. Ardha encourages transformation and resilience, teaching them to grow through emotional challenges and connections with peers or siblings. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize learning, adaptability, and emotional growth, fostering intellectual development. The mother may encourage curiosity, emotional clarity, and resilience, teaching the importance of navigating emotional storms gracefully. Ardha's influence promotes renewal and emotional depth within family dynamics. #Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Ardha Nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics. Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Fourth lord, sun in second house. With the sun as the fourth lord in the second house, Taurus natives connect emotional security to family values, wealth, and communication. Ardha Nakshatra enhances their transformative potential and intellectual strength in matters of family and self-expression. Emotional body. Sun in Ardha creates an intense and intellectually curious emotional nature. These individuals find fulfillment through self-expression, nurturing family bonds, and emotional transformation. Ardha encourages them to seek emotional clarity and embrace change to foster personal growth. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of intellectual engagement, transformation, and emotional depth, fostering a nurturing yet dynamic foundation. The mother may instill values of courage, emotional clarity, and adaptability, teaching the importance of navigating life's changes with resilience. Ardha's influence fosters renewal and strength within family dynamics. Gemini ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Ardha Nakshatra, first house. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth lord, Mercury in first house. With Mercury as the fourth lord in the first house, Gemini natives bring their emotional security and intellectual adaptability directly into their self-identity. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their transformative potential, encouraging them to embrace emotional intensity and clarity in their personal growth. Emotional body. Mercury in Ardra fosters a curious and emotionally intense nature. These natives are driven by a need to express themselves through communication and intellectual engagement. Ardra encourages them to use emotional challenges as opportunities for personal transformation and self-discovery. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of intellectual engagement, adaptability, and emotional exploration. The mother may encourage self-expression, emotional resilience, and intellectual curiosity, teaching the importance of embracing emotional transformation. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and intellectual clarity within family dynamics, fostering personal growth and emotional adaptability. Cancer Ascendant. Venus as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships within their personal lives. Fourth Lord Venus in 12th house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to solitude, spiritual exploration, and letting go of attachments. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their intellectual curiosity and emotional resilience in these areas. Emotional body. Venus in Ardra fosters an emotionally exploratory nature with a strong focus on understanding the deeper truths of life. These natives derive fulfillment from introspection, spiritual practices, and creative outlets. Ardra's transformative influence encourages them to embrace emotional change and growth through self-reflection. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize peace, introspection, and emotional growth, fostering a sense of renewal and self-awareness. The mother may instill values of emotional adaptability, intellectual curiosity, and inner strength, teaching the importance of finding clarity through solitude and reflection. Ardra's influence promotes emotional resilience and transformation within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant. Mars is the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through creativity, leadership, and meaningful relationships. Fourth Lord Mars in 11th house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to social networks, friendships, and shared goals. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their intensity and intellectual engagement in building meaningful connections. Emotional body. Mars in Ardra fosters a bold and dynamic emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment by pursuing collective goals, fostering meaningful friendships, and addressing emotional challenges within social relationships. Ardra's transformative energy encourages them to channel their intensity into productive and collaborative endeavors. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of social engagement, creativity, and collaboration, fostering a dynamic foundation for personal growth. The mother may encourage resilience, adaptability, and intellectual exploration, teaching the importance of emotional balance in relationships. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and strength within family and social dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Ardra Naksha 10th house. Ascendant characteristics. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through organization, stability, and intellectual pursuits. Fourth Lord, Jupiter in 10th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 10th house ties emotional security to professional achievements, public recognition, and leadership roles. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their intellectual curiosity and ability to adapt in emotionally intense situations. Emotional body. Jupiter in Ardra fosters a philosophical and emotionally expansive nature. These natives derive fulfillment from intellectual and professional accomplishments, finding purpose in helping others, and achieving success. Ardra's influence encourages emotional growth through transformation and self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize values of discipline, intellectual engagement, and growth, reflecting a foundation for personal and emotional development. The mother may instill values of wisdom, resilience, and adaptability, teaching the importance of balancing ambition with emotional harmony. Ardra's transformative energy fosters renewal and depth within family dynamics, promoting emotional growth through intellectual exploration. Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, ninth house. Ascendant characteristics, Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through stability, fairness, and collaboration within their connections. Fourth Lord, Saturn in ninth house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the ninth house ties emotional security to higher learning, spiritual exploration, and philosophical pursuits. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their intellectual depth and emotional resilience, encouraging them to seek truth and growth through challenges. Emotional body, Saturn in Ardra fosters a disciplined and intellectually curious emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through exploring higher wisdom, navigating emotional transformations, and embracing life's complexities. Ardra encourages renewal and growth through self-reflection and intellectual engagement. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize values of learning, resilience, and adaptability, creating a space for emotional and intellectual growth. The mother may instill values of discipline, wisdom, and inner strength, teaching the importance of finding clarity and balance through exploration. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and emotional resilience within family dynamics, fostering personal growth through intellectual pursuits. Scorpio Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, eighth house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through depth, transformation, and personal growth. Fourth Lord Saturn, in 8th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 8th house connects emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and hidden knowledge. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional intensity with intellectual clarity and adaptability. Emotional body. Saturn in Ardra fosters a strong and transformative emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment by embracing change, exploring life's deeper truths, and overcoming emotional challenges. Ardra encourages self-discovery and resilience through emotional renewal and intellectual depth. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of transformation, depth, and resilience, fostering emotional growth through shared experiences. The mother may instill values of courage, adaptability, and emotional strength, teaching the importance of navigating challenges with grace. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and clarity within family dynamics, fostering emotional depth and self-awareness. Sagittarius Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, seventh house. Ascendant characteristics. Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, relationships, and personal growth. Fourth Lord, Jupiter, in 7th house. For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter, as the fourth lord in the 7th house, connects emotional security to partnerships and mutual growth within relationships. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their intellectual curiosity and ability to navigate emotional challenges in their connections. Emotional body. Jupiter in Ardra fosters a philosophical and emotionally transformative nature. These natives find fulfillment through meaningful partnerships, shared growth, and intellectual exploration. Ardra encourages emotional renewal and adaptability, allowing for growth through relational challenges and opportunities. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize collaboration, wisdom, and shared values, fostering a nurturing space for emotional and intellectual growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, adaptability, and curiosity, teaching the importance of building meaningful and balanced relationships. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family and relational dynamics, fostering personal and shared growth. Capricorn Ascendant, Mars is the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, sixth house. Ascendant characteristics. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through structure, stability, and achievement. Fourth Lord, Mars in sixth house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the sixth house connects emotional security to service, daily routines, and overcoming conflicts. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their ability to face challenges with intellectual clarity and emotional adaptability. Emotional body. Mars in Ardra fosters a resilient and emotionally transformative nature. These natives derive fulfillment from resolving conflicts, creating order, and fostering growth through adversity. Ardra encourages emotional renewal through intellectual engagement and problem solving. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of discipline, resilience, and practical engagement, fostering emotional growth through structured experiences. The mother may instill values of courage, adaptability, and emotional strength, teaching the importance of finding clarity through challenges. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and emotional depth within family dynamics. Aquarius ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, fifth house. Ascendant characteristics, Aquarius ruled by Saturn values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional fulfillment through creativity and progressive thinking. Fourth Lord, Venus, in fifth house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the fifth house ties emotional security to creativity, children, and intellectual pursuits. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their emotional curiosity and adaptability, encouraging growth through exploration and expression. Emotional body. Venus in Ardra fosters an intellectually curious and emotionally expressive nature. These natives find peace through creative endeavors, nurturing relationships, and seeking intellectual harmony. Ardra encourages emotional growth through adaptability and self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect creativity, intellectual engagement, and collaboration, fostering a space for emotional and personal growth. The mother may instill values of balance, intellectual curiosity, and emotional resilience, teaching the importance of nurturing harmonious relationships. Ardra's influence promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family dynamics. Pisces ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics, Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through communication, relationships, and creative pursuits. Fourth Lord Mercury in fourth house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the fourth house ties emotional security to their home life, intellectual pursuits, and close family connections. Ardra Nakshatra enhances their ability to adapt emotionally and explore intellectual depths within their domestic sphere. Emotional body. Mercury in Ardra fosters a curious and emotionally introspective nature. These natives derive fulfillment through meaningful communication, intellectual exploration, and building emotional clarity within their home environment. Ardra encourages growth through adaptability and self-reflection. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize intellectual engagement, communication, and emotional adaptability, creating a dynamic foundation for personal and emotional growth. The mother may instill values of curiosity, resilience, and adaptability, teaching the importance of exploring emotional truths. Ardra's influence fosters renewal and intellectual clarity within family dynamics, promoting emotional resilience and growth.